The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
This is the unofficial Robins Podcast. Remember to share, like and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
Thank you for joining us at the unofficial Robins Podcast. We are at Bracknell Town's home ground in Sandhurst for the fourth qualifying round of the Emirates FA Cup against Banbury United. It's really exciting. The atmosphere is really building here. I've had to find somewhere a little bit quiet to go and do this because otherwise just wouldn't be heard at all. What a team to be going up against. And it's to be in the National League North, and they're currently second in the National League North as well. So it's a real challenge, and we are definitely very much the underdogs. But like we say, it's the FA Cup and anything can happen. Kindly hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and share the unofficial Robins Podcast. It's the team sheet, it's out, and everyone's reading it. Everyone read it!
Call it out. Number one.
Ecor.
Number two.
Dean.
Number three.
Herbert.
Number four.
Cheshire.
Number five.
John Moonis.
Number six.
George Wright.
Number seven.
Gazza.
Number eight. Number nine.
Jordan.
Number ten.
Ashley Lodge.
Number 11.
Kinnell Mikel Platt.
Mikel Platt. And on the bench we have Shamar Moore, Johnny English, Joe Grant, Daryl Saunders, KJ Asu, and Simon Grant. Come on, you Robins.
Shall we? One, two, three. Come on, you Robins! Now, I'd love to say it's full time at Bottom Meadow, but it's not. It's the next day. By the power that is tonight's podcast recording, I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't speak, and there were tears. And the reason there were tears is, I'm sure you'll know by now, that Bracknell Town are through to the first round proper of the Emirates FA Cup. We've won 2-1 against Banbury United. At 9 minutes, Max Herbert to make us 1-1. Slavi Spasov at 1-1 to equalise at 39 minutes for the visitors. And then at 46 minutes, Dan Bayliss with 2-1 for Bracknell Town. And then it was holding on for dear, dear life. I'm sorry we didn't get a half-time report. We didn't get a full-time report at the ground. We've got lots of interviews coming up for you. We did manage to go and get some interviews because we managed to get our voice back a little bit from them. But as ever, thank you for joining us on the unofficial Robins Podcast.
Well, here I am. I'd love to say I can talk, but I can't. I've got to say this is a historic moment for Bracknell Town. Second time in the first round proper of the FA Cup in their history. And I've got the captain, the goal scorer, the magnificent Dan Bayliss beside me. Dan, what do you think? What's your thoughts?
I've lost for words. It's unbelievable. So, to be fair, you know, we said before the game, we'd back ourselves against anyone, and you know, we showed resilience, you know, going up a goal, they drew it back, and you know, we didn't change our game plan, didn't change anything. You know, we heard you lot the whole game. They brought a fair few down, to be fair to them, but we heard you lot the whole game. And, you know, it kept us going. You know, when I got the second, you know, it was obviously a great feeling. And yeah, like I say, you lot kept us going right to the end when we needed it. So
I've got to say, so is there a bit of training on corners this week? Because I've got to say, that was a the whole team looked so dangerous on corners.
To be fair, I weren't training this week. I didn't train Thursday.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't worry, I've taken the fine for it. But yeah, no, it's like I said, I think I said against Yate as well, where I scored, you know, set pieces is something we've worked on since new management's come in. And, you know, scored against Yate, scored two against Paul from set pieces, scored again from a set piece today, so evidently it's working, so long may it continue, because I like scoring.
I've asked this every single interview. Who do you want in the next round?
Who do I want? One of the big boys. One of the big grounds.
You want a big ground?
Someone big. Why not? It makes it exciting.
Somewhere where the cameras are there for you to stare at, yeah?
Another goal.
Well done, Dan. Quality. Right, here we've got Kane, our chairman, alongside us. End of the game. Kane, come on, tell me how you're feeling. What's your emotions like now?
Good. I'm calm now. Now just focus on the next, win the next game.
You're too calm for my liking. You must have had a few moments in there with your heart fluttering.
No, listen, to be fair, I was pretty calm through the second half. I had a feeling today. I was out running this morning and when we're on it, and I knew from the feedback I got after Thursday's training session, I knew that they were, I heard their game plan, and I thought it was the right game plan against a really lively opposition. You know, they came at us, so we've just beat a very, very good side there, and the performance from everyone, absolutely everyone was superb, and you know, the guys coming in, they've had a tough, kind of bit of a baptism of fire as they've come in. They've not had any real time to work on them. I think they've had weekend game, midweek game, all the way through. So they've been catching short sessions on a Thursday night to try and implement what they want to do with this squad. So it's been really tough for them, and you know, just they're really honest guys, and you know, there's no ego in any one of these managers and their support team, which is really, you know, superb. And they've come in and they've done an incredible job. The intelligence within them and the way they think is just superb, absolutely superb. So no, I think that at the end of the day, all the credit goes to the players and the new managers, really, because, you know, at the end of the day, they won that game, and they won it because of how hard they've been working in recent weeks. So I do feel good, but I always said I want to records. If you ain't in football or sport to break records and win things, then you shouldn't be in it. And for me, all we've done now is we've equaled the best ever this club has done. And I'm not about best ever. I want records. So you know, whether we do it this year, I've always set a marker in my mind. I, as a chairman, want to take Bracknell to further in the FA Cup. I've got in my mind where I want to go. And whether we do it this year, we've now equaled, which is great, tick. I always want better. And not taking anything away what's been achieved before, because it's been incredible what we've achieved before, but for me, it's always about continuous improvement, and that's what I'm about, you know. That's why I get up in the morning, that's why I run and own Bracknell Town, really.
Well, I've got to say, if you stood behind the goal in the last few minutes, there were fans in tears.
Yeah.
I've no doubt at all, there were some magic moments when we won that league last season.
To the fans,
that was amazing today. So I'd just like to say thank you to you.
No worries.
Okay. Of course, thank you to all the players as well. Yeah. Big question, Kane. Who do you want in the next round?
Derby.
Derby. Yeah, Derby. Yeah. We like that.
Derby away.
That'll be super.
Wrexham. Did they win today? I don't know.
No, are they in yet? They're not in yet.
No, they're in at the next round.
Next round, aren't they?
They come in, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Wrexham. Love Wrexham.
Yeah, Derby.
But what? Well, I don't know. Or is it, who's left in it from low down? Honestly, I could not give a.
We just want to be on match of the day. That's all we want.
Look, at the end of the day, I want a big club.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, okay. Well done today, Kane.
Call it, mate.
Thanks so much, Kane.
Right, so now I've got another one of the FA Cup heroes beside me, George Knight. I've got to say, you guys at your Weetabix today. How many paces do you think you ran out there?
Oh, I thought, you know, first 20 minutes we started so well. But the remaining part of that first half, I thought they're going to move the ball so, so well. And that we're going to be in for a lot of chasing shadows. And second half, we put it down and said, look, if we can keep spinning them and putting under pressure, there's no reason not to come out with a win here, especially from set pieces as well. When you've got the likes of Dan Bayliss and Mikel Jordan, you just got to capitalise because they're not the biggest of sides. But to come away with the win against a team with a budget of their size, it's an honourable part, you know, thing to be a part of here at the club. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
And hopefully today, I think, hopefully you can hear the fans a little bit.
Oh yeah, that was the loudest I've heard so far. I think last year Binfield at home was loud, but today was a different level. And you matched them as well, so it was brilliant.
No,
absolutely brilliant.
Superb. And the big question, next round, who do you want?
I don't know. Well, I've heard Weymouth have won, so it'd be nice to get them down.
Weymouth, you fancy Weymouth.
That would be great. But, you know, I'm not bothered. Whoever it is, we'll set up, you know, go for the win, get us into the next round. We're not going in just to, you know, for the day. We're going for the win.
So. Okay, and I hear Dan Bayliss wants to do the interview if you're on Match of the Day.
Dan Bayliss loves the cameras. He loves doing his hair in the morning, thinking about what he's going to say to you. But he needs to focus more on winning more games, scoring more goals. It's embarrassing, really.
Well done, George. Brilliant, well done,
thank
mate.
You. Cheers. Well done, George.
My voice is still not quite working, but I'm here with our managers who have I think they've equaled Bracknell Town's history. First round proper of the FA Cup, so I've got Carl and Dodds here with us. Guys, come on, tell us about your team. How do you think that went today for you?
I think we'd like to say that we had a game plan to defend like that, but I think you just got to take your hats off to all the lads. Mm. The whole team, and I don't mean just the 1 to 11 who started it, I mean everyone, like goalie coach, like all the subs, everyone involved, physios, I think they all deserved what the lads gave on the pitch. I think it just, the reflection of what the group is and how we feel about football and the passion come out in that 98, probably 100 minutes of football. Some exceptional performances, I mean, from front to back, we knew that we'd have to all hit like levels of 8, 9 or 10, and I feel like we did, and I couldn't be any happier for that.
Well, I think you're doing a bit of a disservice in terms of it. It did look like there was a game plan. First 15 minutes, okay, it absolutely looked like you set them up in a certain way, and to be fair, you rattled them. What was the plan for today?
I mean, look, we'll be honest, you know, any manager's going to do their homework, and, you know, we knew a little bit about them. But, you know, we went into Thursday's training and we wanted it to be a light session after the pool, you know, travelling all that way. And, you know, if our players basically, you know, were disciplined and they stuck to the game plan and filled in gaps, we knew that, you know, that potentially could be their downfall. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is we've been working on it time and time again, the set pieces. You know, we've got man mountains in our side, and if the delivery is right, we will score. And, you know, Max has put it straight in from the corner, and Dodd said it half-time, base, you will score from a set piece, and up he pops. And then, you know, the rest of the 40-35 minutes we've just defended like lines, putting bodies on the line, you know, people cramping, a bit of everything, a typical FA Cup tie, you know. And yep, we're so proud and, you know, grateful, and, you know, we look forward to Monday's draw.
Yeah, superb. And any words for the fans?
Just amazing, all of them. We could hear them, and I think that's what got people up and got people chasing back even more. You could just feel the energy. The energy the team gives me and Carl and Rids, like when we're doing a training session or anything, and the energy when we walked onto the pitch today, like you could feel it. Like, you've got to remember, there's people that, I mean, Chesh hasn't really played a lot because he's been suspended, and then he's waited his time, and like we've come into today and it looks like we've been together for the last two seasons. Mm. And that's a credit to them lads, and that's a credit to the fans, because everyone's bought into it, and like we generally feel at home, and I couldn't be happier to be in my hometown going into the FA Cup first round.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, guys, you've given us as fans something really to be proud of, okay? An emotional moment for us, okay? Big question I ask everyone, I'm going to ask both of you.
I know what's coming.
Okay? Next round, who do you want?
Take Portsmouth away.
Portsmouth away.
I can't disagree with that. Listen, a Football League club down here would be incredible for you know, the community, you know, for the fans, for the players. You know, hopefully we get that little bit of luck, and, you know, we'll see what we get.
Yep. Well done today, guys. Thank really you. Proud of you. Thank well you. Proud of your team. Thanks well done.
G- Good morning, good afternoon, good ever, from wherever you're listening from. It's the unofficial Robins, and we have got so much to celebrate. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Witty, and I think Paul Pom, hopefully she'll be coming in shortly as well. But we're going to start straight away. A very good evening to you, Steve. Great news, huh?
Wembley.
Oh, haven't our listeners, you know, suffered enough from hitting you? We can't be hearing your tone, surely.
James, I still haven't recovered. There were tears behind the goal yesterday.
You know,
when we talk about a whole club, just, you know, you saw everyone threw 150% into that yesterday. You know, they were top team on top form, and great respect. We beat them.
We did. And that was exactly it. We completely did beat them. And that was, yeah, it was just incredible. And, you know, I had to apologise to our listeners because we didn't do a half-time. And we did, and the full-time I had to do this morning because I lost my voice and I was just too nervous. I was too nervous to be thinking about the podcast. I'm really sorry, but I was just there, just going, I can't pick up a phone, I can't pick up... Yet football is the most irritating game known to man, let's be honest. A midweek, 0-0, draw, or even worse, a loss. Cold, wet, you know, it can be awful at times. You know, drive across the country for goodness knows what. It can be the best thing in the world as you, like we did, get to the top of the league and just celebrate and just wonderful. And then it can be this really weird feeling, which it was yesterday, which is you just don't want to watch it. I did not want to watch. I had no interest in watching football. All I had interest was that result. And, you know, it was just... Once we were 2-1 up, I hated every second of it. Hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Do you know what this week's proved to me, I think? You know, we're not always going to be the best footballing team. We're going to come up against opposition with better quality than us. Okay? But genuinely, when our players get their heads in it and really, really focus... and pull themselves together 120% of together, we can generally pull out miracles. You know, that late two goals against, Bamadi against Paul early on in the week, I've got to say, I didn't see that coming.
No, but I shouldn't not have been surprised. I would have, in fact, I mean, I've never left it, I've only once left a game early, but with it being such a long distance back, you know, I would have, I think had I not had everyone in the car, I think I would have gone, yeah, well, you know, it's been nice, great seeing you. And you know, I think I would have been in my car sort of 10 minutes down the road. Mm. I really do. I mean, it's the passion that these players have got just seems, it seems for me, the same passion that we had last season. Just, they're playing for each other. They're playing for the fans. Absolutely incredible.
And you know what? If we can get that momentum going, not just in cup competitions, in leagues, you know, yeah, there's going to be tough moments in games. There's going to be some moments when we are outplayed. And there were, by the way, patches of that game where we were really up against the wall yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. And hence why we were watching it between our flipping between our hands, the game. But genuinely, you know, every player ran every single inch of the ground. No one left anything out on the pitch. Oh. You know, and it showed, and as a result, you know, we're now in the first round proper of the FA Cup. I think it's the first time. I think is it 20, 23, 24 years? I'm not sure. It's something like that. It's a long time anyway.
It is, and it's just been fantastic to go and see some fans that maybe haven't been around for quite a while, and also just on Twitter, people sort of interacting. And I think there could be a real buzz around the town as well, particularly if we managed to go and get on television. I mean, it would just be the absolute dream. It really would. So I guess let's sort of maybe talk about the first half in terms of them coming out and how we sort of were from the get-go, really.
Yeah, look, there was a couple, I suppose, of in terms of the team selection, no real surprises, with the exception of Max Herbert playing as fullback. You know, I can't remember. I don't think I've seen him play that position for some period of time. I'll be honest and say he did look a little bit unsettled, probably in them first 3 or 4 minutes, but genuinely from there, and I think he, you know, but from there he had an exceptional game. He really did.
I haven't seen Max on that kind of form for quite a while, actually, and you know, we know that he's been having some difficulties in terms of some potential injuries and other stuff, but he really was just the kind of, I know he wasn't captain, but I mean he acts like a captain as well. We've almost got two on the pitch, haven't we, really? And it was absolutely fantastic to see.
I think what we saw was from the fullback position there, look, his defensive qualities were, you know, he was solid. But his distribution of the ball from that fullback position, you know, there was more than one occasion where, to be fair, it was his passing, his vision from that position as a position of pressure at the back that sort of got us away on the break, and his dead ball situation, you know, his corners. Bearing in mind, you know, we were a little bit, you know, negative about him previously. I don't know what he's done from Tuesday to now, but he was bang on the money. So all respect there. And otherwise, you know, the team was pretty much what we expected to see. And we came out, I think, the first 10, 15 minutes, we looked like the better team. We were playing all the football, created the chances. Banbury didn't start well at all. Which was lovely to see.
Well, I mean, they seem to sort of slightly disagree with this. Banbury Towner, their tweet post the game was that they were the better team by a country mile. But they do believe our set pieces were you know, very good. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's just our set pieces, because we always talk about our set pieces being top of the tree, didn't we?
Well, we talk about that, you know. There's no doubt at all. They struggled all game with our corners, our dead ball situations. You know, we were beating in the air. Their defence had no clue against us, and there's no surprise. You know, one ball, well, Max just sort of scored straight from a corner into the top corner, and of course the second goal as well was a great delivery as well. For Dan Bayliss to head it in. And I think Dan Bayliss had another one that literally grazed his head. I think it was first half as well.
Yes, that was first half. And that was really close. And we had a lot of great opportunities. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I can see where if they were looking at possession, they did then put us under a degree of pressure. So the game was very much played in our half of us counter-attacking. But, you know, when I then look at the number of clear chances, I think we probably had more.
I totally agree with that. I think we did have more. I mean, obviously, we did see, and I think, it, you know, we do have to talk about it. The fact that there was some quite concerning behaviour from, well, not quite, some very concerning behaviour from fans and of the opposition. And in fact, there was quite a lot of talk of potentially them walking off at one point. I was hearing all the commentary. Yeah,
so first half, there's no doubt at all, we saw a little bit behind the goal. I think there were some reports of some of the fans from Banbury coming in a little bit fueled of alcohol. I think there was a couple of incidents in that first half. I'll call it handbags. One in the centre of the pitch where I think there was I'm not sure if it was a push or a fall into. I think it was George Knight. And then there was another one down by the goal line down the Banbury end where I think one of our players sort of knocked through and knocked someone into the hoardings and a bit of handbags at 12 paces. But, you know, I think the Banbury fans got a little bit incensed by that situation. But I didn't see anything then happening of what balled over. I'd seen a couple of Banbury fans being exited from the ground in that first half.
Yeah.
Just alcohol, just a bit too much. And I didn't see much of it until really the second half. We started the second half, of course, with that magnificent goal by Dan Bayliss, who had another really, really solid game. And genuinely, you know, I think from what I understand, there was incidents, of racial abuse towards one of our players, overheard by the goalkeeper and another one of our players. I understand that there were some of our support, people who were help at the ground as well, also racially abused. And I think there was problems outside of the ground as well, is my understanding. So clearly the alcohol went to their heads. I spoke to a number of Bambi fans in the game and in the pub before, and they seemed a nice bunch.
They did. And that's what's so upsetting is that, you know, we know that this is a minority, but it was very shocking because, you know, let's be honest, at Bracknell, we don't have vast stewards like they do Basingstoke and other clubs that we've been to, or security. So to see, you know, sort of four, maybe six police officers is a change. It is something different, but going for a higher level, it does make sense. But it just very sad, very, very sad.
And I think what they have to respect from Absolute, yes, we're a smaller club, and we're really fortunate. We've got a great family fan base, and everyone gets on, and we like to feel that, you know, we respect anyone who comes to our ground, make them feel welcome. Yeah, there's a little bit of, you know, joviality and singing against each other. That all happens. It's all part of football. But you know, there's never any. We don't need stewards. We don't need crowd control. Historically, it's a relatively small and tight ground. Where, to be fair, the players and fans mix and should enjoy the company of the family of non-league. So it was a bit of a surprise to us. I think where Bambi probably were a little bit frustrated. Look, we are a smaller team, and they have to recognise that was a giant killing for us yesterday. We clearly in the second half broke up play. Do you remember what we were talking about after the Paul game, where we said we didn't want our team to do it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, did we do it in spades. But what did you expect? We were 2-1 up, you know, under a little bit of pressure. There was a little bit of time wasting, a little bit of gamemanship, a little bit of, you know, possession management, etc. We done everything we needed to do to get to the, whatever it was. It felt like the 110th minute. I don't know how long it was, but it felt like it was going on forever.
Oh, didn't it? Yeah, it really, really did. It really did. Well,
so what do you think then? So next, of course, we've got the draw. When's the draw, James?
Draw is tomorrow. I should know. It's either at 6 PM or 7 PM. I'm not overly sure. Going to be on BBC2 if you're in the UK. I would have thought that it's probably being streamed on YouTube and such like as well. If you're not in the UK, because some of our listeners aren't. We've got listeners all around the world.
I think the bar's open, isn't it, at the club tomorrow night? The draw.
I think it's at the Admiral. It's another pub. But do check out Bracknell Town's Twitter and their socials. It's all on there if you are local to the club. They'd love to have you down there. And then Tuesday is the next game. That's going to be in the league. Tuesday is Hayes and Yeddy.
Another tough game that's going to be.
It is, yeah, a tough game. I won't be there, unfortunately, but I dare say I will. You'll be listening out and the podcast as always. So, yeah, do not worry about that. And then it's Bracknell North Lee on Saturday. So, busy week, two games this week, and looking forward, very much looking forward to seeing who we're going to have in the next round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, and I think, should we just, you know, as fans, on behalf of the fans, should we just say thank you to our players?
We have to. A ginormous thank you. They worked their socks off from the second that they came out all the way through to the end. It was just an incredible performance to watch. We played really, really, really well. Yeah. And it was, you know, I still can't quite believe it. There was a lot of emotion behind the goal for sure. It felt like something, yeah, it felt like history was made. And I just hope that there's going to be a real buzz around the town of Bracknell, and as many people as can will travel to the next round.
I hope so as well. I hope so. And it's the second time in our history, and you would have heard Kane in the interview, okay, being a bit greedy. He wants the second round. Come on.
Why not? Love that. Well, as always, let everyone know about Bracknell Town that maybe hasn't come to see us before. Let them know about the unofficial Robins podcast. It would really help us if you can like, subscribe and share. That makes a huge difference on all those algorithms and such like. And until next time, it's ta-ta from me.
Wembley, Wembley.
And I think that's ta-ta from him. Good night. The unofficial Robins podcast. Great to have your company. It really is. We're at Bracknell Town. It's Saturday and 3 o'clock kickoff in the Southern Premier League. Bracknell Town versus North Lee. And I am with the wonderful Steve the Gaffer Witty. The team sheet has literally come out this second. So we're going to go and get you that right now.
Good afternoon, James. So the team sheet for Bracknell, we've got Michael E. Cott in goal. We've got Jack Dean and Elliot Legg, Fraser and Captain Dan Bayliss at the back. We've got Ashley Lodge, Joe Grant starts, George Knight, Jordan Espreet, Johnny English and Max Herbert. On the bench, we have Cook, Sanders, Ferdinand, Gazza and Penton. Come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins.